Good evening. This is a special broadcast by the Land and Shore.
Human beings in a mind.
We hope you enjoy it and observe all traffic laws. Thank you for listening to the Land and Show.
Welcome to the Land and Show.
Welcome
back again. This is a special pod broadcast because it is my first podcast as a fiancé.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Landon.
Thank you. And
Lex.
I am with my lovely lady Lex. She's in the studio here. Deuce L's in the house. And so thank you, baby, for coming on tonight.
You're welcome.
We watched Gangster Squad today, Dan.
I've never seen
that.
I've not seen it.
It's good. She never liked it that much. But it has Josh Brolin, Argos, you know, Ryan Gosling.
Why didn't you like it?
Oh, me? Kind of dragged.
Never.
No?
No.
I haven't heard that from anybody.
Give us a reason that we're satisfied with.
Yeah. You know, I cannot take Josh Brolin seriously since he was the big brother in Goonies. They tied him to a couch.
I cannot remember him as that.
I don't see him as that either. But I
No Country for Old Men.
Fine.
We're talking about No Country for Old Men. Josh Brolin. Okay. W. Did you ever see that? Or Dan, did you see that where he played George W?
I walked out of that one.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Why?
I walk out of a lot of movies.
Really?
Yeah.
How many movies would you say have you walked out of?
9 or 10.
Why?
12. Like that.
Yeah,
somewhere around there. I don't know. The last, I guess the
span.
Last, no, the last one I walked out of was Lord of the Rings. We talked about that.
Yeah, I remember you telling
me about
that.
Bunch of fucking food fighting at the beginning, so I just left. Had enough of that fucking midgets throwing food.
How many have you walked out of, baby?
One.
What movie?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning.
That is a great movie.
Yeah, it got a little violent. Had church in the morning, so I left.
Did you really walk out of that, though?
I absolutely did.
How come?
Because it was scary.
You like scary movies.
I know, but it was too bloody. It was like bloody. And I walked out at the part where they took all the skin off his arm and just was eating his arm off. And I was like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, I can't blame you for that, but I don't know. I've never really liked the whole series, but Lex likes to watch horror movies that are on Netflix, and I find usually 1 in 15 or 20 are really good.
Netflix has a pretty poor selection of
horrorful.
Yeah, they're all right. They're like secondhand horror movies.
Yeah. Well, my thing is, I don't think there are that many good horror movies. I think there's one good one for every 30 or 40 made.
I feel bad.
Dan is mean.
We're like tearing her apart, like all of her ideas. No.
No.
You cannot have that opinion on that fucking movie. Your choice of movies are not acceptable.
Yeah, Dan, we have Hulu and Vudu and Netflix and Crackle.
Great.
And we found Dark Skies.
I don't even know what it is.
That's good. That was the 1 in 50 that's good.
Mama.
Mama's good.
Also
Love
really
me
good.
Some Mama. And then what else? What else, baby? Where are we watching it? Rosemary's.
Mama's the one where they end up in a cabin.
Mama.
Yeah. There's two kids and then they turn into not aliens, but animals living in this cabin.
Yeah.
That was a great horror movie.
They walk on all fours.
Yeah.
And speaking of, have you guys ever seen Stan Lee's Superhumans?
No.
No.
Okay, so the premise of the show is Stan Lee, creator of Spider-Man and other comics, he sends this guy out to discover like real people with amazing abilities. And the host is this like major contortionist who can move like his body everywhere. And anyway, so he sends him out on missions to see other people. And there's like one where they go see a Shaolin monk do the 1-inch punch that Bruce Lee did.
Yeah.
But there's another one where they go see this Japanese guy who he races on all fours, and he raced this guy on all, like he ran on his
like
hands.
A dog?
Yeah. Like a monkey.
Okay.
He hangs out at this monkey reserve in Japan.
Japan.
And he always watches him and stuff. But anyway, he won a race, a 40-yard race on all fours.
Wow.
But they have all.
Is that real? Is that true?
Yeah, it's real.
Oh, that's crazy.
These guys are all real people.
Thank you for telling that story.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
For that.
You guys are welcome.
Cool story, Hansel.
Thank you.
You're welcome, guys. Okay, so on to sports.
We always try to hit the sports section.
Yeah, we love sports here on the Landan Show. I wrote on my Facebook the other day because this was a real headline that I saw. It was Kobe unfollows Dwight Howard on Twitter. Like, that was a news story, like, 10 news organizations are actually
that's
talking
stupid.
About that. Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous. So I said, no wonder Snowden left, you know? Like,
how
this,
do you even notice
this is
that?
What I
like,
saw it on
go,
the news.
But how do you know? How does a news, how does somebody notice that somebody is not friends with somebody anymore? Like, do they go through that constantly?
See, that's a great, well, that's why it's so ridiculous. That's, it's trifling.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, another sports thing. If you thought our basketball fans were hardcore by thinking that who follows who on Twitter is intense, in Brazil, this referee who had gotten into an argument with a soccer player stabbed that soccer player, and then the audience.
The fans.
You can't call him an audience?
I don't know if sports has an audience.
More
like
that's
fan,
more
fans.
The viewing audience?
Yeah. Bands get audience.
Okay. So the fans.
Yeah.
The in-store fans. The
yep.
in audience
the
fans.
The crazed fans.
The crazed fans.
What did
killed
they do to
the referee. They stoned him and then they quartered him, put his head on a stick in the middle of the field.
Fucking crazy loons.
What country?
Brazil.
Okay.
So I just want to say Fala Meha to my boy Cass from Brazil. I know this isn't necessarily your fault, but get a grip on your people. You know what I mean?
That's where the World Cup's
going
to
be. Get a grip,
be.
Dog. You're slipping, Lee.
The World Cup's going to be in.
I know.
Where is it?
Puerto Rio. Yeah.
Puerto Rio.
It's a province.
Oh, okay.
Problems? And the Brazilians are protesting because they say they're not ready for such a big thing because they are underpaid and unemployed and not housed.
I think they're just fine. Rio's a big city.
It's really big.
Rio's
it's one of the biggest cities
city.
In the world.
They're just fine.
They're just fine.
They're just lazy.
Oh, my God.
Lazy Brazilians.
They're like tall Mexicans.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. They're not tall. No, they are. Cass, my buddy Cass, is 7 feet tall almost.
Wow.
My dog. Hey, what do you mean? He's awesome.
Is that
and
how he talks?
We have to go. Yeah. He speaks three languages, but he speaks English the fastest, I think. So he'll be like, hey, my dog, what's good? What do you mean? Come over here, my dog. Hey, we just eat it. I have a barbecue, dog. Just come over and have a little ribs, dog. He's a stud, though. And we got to go hang out with him soon.
Brazil?
No, he lives here now. I met him at Utah State, played basketball there.
Okay.
But no, he lives here in the village now. Okay, so let me bring up another thing randomly from the news.
Okay.
So the guy who got the first successful face transplant, recently.
I didn't see this.
For a while, it was anonymous, right? The face transplant. But I was just thinking, like, wouldn't you notice, like, how anonymous could the donor be? Wouldn't you be like, hey, isn't that Bill from accounting walking around? How would it be anonymous, though? How would the donor be anonymous?
Wouldn't
you see someone without a face walking around and be like,
the donor's dead. You don't just give your face and just live.
What did they do? What did they do? Like, honestly, what did they do?
So he, I think it was from a shotgun blast, like a long time ago.
Okay.
And they transplanted faces. I don't know. Before, you used to have to wear a mask and.
Seems like they could just make a face. Without somebody else's face, right?
Well, they
burn victims do it all the time.
I know, but did you see that one that was on Oprah?
No, they all.
It didn't look like a face.
Well, I bet the other guy still the face transplant. I'd like to see a picture of the guy. They have a picture of him.
Yeah, try it.
Never try it.
Yeah, he's still fucked up.
Oh my.
He's done for.
See, that's, you can't even.
And you're laughing.
You can't even tell.
Tell me how hot hell is, guys. He's like missing eyeballs. And he's laughing over there. What the hell? Oh, soulless freaks.
You can't really tell.
You know what that reminds me of?
Clicking pictures. Stop that.
You know what that reminds me of? What? That movie Hannibal. That guy.
Oh, yeah. No, that Guillermo del Toro movie. Remember, without any eyes, and he had eyes on his hands.
Oh God,
dude has no eyes.
I can't believe
he's a trooper for going through life like that.
How do you? Hey, thanks, Doc. You really fixed it.
Hey, he had John Goodman's face. It looks like
I'm done with you, soulless
freak. He has John Goodman's face now.
Oh, too bad they can't see what we're looking at. But we'll post a few.
Maybe
pictures.
We'll put a bunch of pictures on there. But I just thought that was funny. Anonymous donor of the face.
That would be funny if
it's like, wouldn't
he gets mistaken for other people?
Well, Lance. Wouldn't they know? He can't be like 20 years dead. They wouldn't use an old face, would they?
Wouldn't it have to
be still warm or something?
I never know.
Wouldn't you be? What if he went to that person's hometown and he was walking around and they're like, what is Larry doing? I thought he died in that fire. Or I guess maybe that's a bad example, but like he died, you know, a while ago. Wouldn't that be creepy?
It would be really weird.
If you just saw the same face, or what if he walked up to John Goodman? Okay, so we'll get some pictures and post them on there.
Yeah.
But as I was saying in the intro of this podcast, it is my first podcast as a fiance, and I would like to have Lex tell a little bit about how that went down, and because I think I surprised her. I feel like she never knew.
He absolutely surprised me. So, Dan, our actual wedding, not a lot of people are going to be able to come to. But we feel like you will, right? Right? We're going to actually get married in a castle in England. Are you coming?
Fuck yeah.
Right?
Are you really?
Yes, we are. We did that for a couple reasons. But Landon, the proposal, so basically he took me downtown to the Burger King downtown by Pioneer Park. Took me into the bathroom. Just kidding. So for our first date, he took me to Red Butte Gardens and he had an amazing picnic set up for me. And we did UFO watching that night and other things. Anyway, and it was the cutest picnic ever. So I'm just sitting at home in my pajamas doing nothing after work. And then Landon comes home and says, get comfy. We're going to go have a picnic. And I was like, okay. So I literally wore sweats and looked like a meth head from Pioneer Park. And then he took me up to Red Butte Gardens, the same place he had the picnic before. And then he opened the trunk and there was a rose because he's cute. And then we walked up the same place and he just set down the blanket and had a picnic prepared for me with wine. And then he handed me a piece of paper. Bear in mind, he's a rookie. No, I'm just kidding. He handed me a piece of paper and he said, "This is the paper that came with the rose." And it said, "Will you marry me? Question mark."
Why would I not? I don't know why you say question mark with it. Why would I not put just, question mark on it? It's a question.
Oh, okay. So.
Or a command.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't say will if it was a command. I would just say marry me.
And then he got the ring bag out and then got on his knee and he said, "Look, I'm on my knee." And then he proposed to me. Mm-hmm. And it was cute.
Were other people there?
Never.
Nobody was there? Nobody saw it?
I'm sure probably in the mountains somewhere in the bushes.
What the fuck?
It was that mountain man. Did he get caught? Or was that Southern Utah?
Yeah, Southern.
Oh, okay.
It was cute. So anyway, married. So, yeah.
Married in a castle in England, huh?
Yeah, we've been shopping the castles. Bring up the website, Lan.
I don't know the website.
Go to Google and go to Celtic Castles.
That would be Celtic.
Sorry, Celtic. Whatever. Celtics. Larry
if we're
going to
get married.
Celtic, Ireland.
There's going to need to be some pronunciation priorities in your life.
Apologize. Anyway, you got to go to the, not images.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, there we go.
Sorry about that. Celtic Castles.
See, he said
that
it wrong, too.
Celtic
The Celtic Castles.
So if you go to Celtic Castles, so basically there's a time difference between England and here, and I've
obviously
requested a whole bunch of information. Now, that one right there, Ashford Castle, on the right, up a little, rather.
Yeah.
That's... You know, that is kind of one that I'm looking at. Obviously, price is going to matter a lot. But the biggest point of this is we want to just hurry, knock out the wedding. I want a small.
Should we call them?
Do it.
Okay. No, it's like 4 in the morning there.
So?
Isn't it?
So?
I don't think they'd be open.
It's a hotel.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll call them. Maybe we won't.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to make international calls.
Yeah.
It's confusing. Because they don't.
All the zeros and.
Yeah.
Math. All the math. Let's read some audience tweets.
Okay.
Can we say audience for us or is it fans or what?
We've got audience and fans.
Okay.
We have people outside the door, which are our audience.
That's true.
And our fans are listening.
If you guys could keep it down. We're going to take a break in a little bit, and then we'll come out and sign autographs. But if you could keep it down, we'll be done soon, okay? All right. Sorry, guys. Right. A little bit of housekeeping. Had to deal. Okay, so audience tweets, and then let's play some Always or Never.
Okay.
Okay. I got this one. This is addressed to me. No big deal. Dude, just watched Gentleman Broncos. Saw you in it, bro. That movie was whack. So that's sort of a compliment. But anyway, he says, funny to quote, though, like Napoleon Dynamite.
So we're going to. Wait, we had another tweet, though, from the president.
Yes, we got a tweet from the president.
Oh, shit.
I don't know why we didn't bring that up first.
I don't either.
But that was pretty awesome.
I forget exactly what it said, but. Maybe we can pull it up and read it.
It says, listen to the Lan Dan show on iTunes. Hilarious. And then he said, thank you and God bless America.
I don't think he said that.
No, he didn't say that last part. But the first part he did.
It's all true. We'll post a picture of that too.
Yep. And yep. We appreciate that. See, yeah. We're not on Twitter very much. But Lex, you've been getting on Twitter. Are you sort of getting sick of Facebook?
Screw Facebook and Twitter.
That's
and
what Jeremy.
Twitter?
That's what that Jeremy guest said too.
Really?
Yeah. Fuck Facebook.
What are you on? Oh, we saw you go on a rant on Facebook. You
yeah, we tried looking for the cop post the next day, but couldn't find it.
The cop that killed the dog. Oh,
awesome. Did you
my.
See that?
Yeah.
Please read it to us right now.
I deleted it.
Gone.
I deleted it.
Please tell us what it said. Go.
No, I cannot.
That was hilarious.
We don't. I didn't want. Awesome. I didn't want my door kicked in or something from that. Are you kidding?
Landon was just like, "Oh my god,
it's kind
of this is great."
I was so fucking pissed. Did you guys watch the video?
No.
Before we even talk about this.
No, let's, should we so watch let's it? Just, let's watch it live.
Okay.
Fuck it. We're doing it live.
And so, and what we're watching, by the way, is Dan, you just give the premise
well,
of the video.
It's this guy who's filming a bunch of police at someone's house. It doesn't even matter what was going on at the house. The guy was just filming what was going on, and the police started getting mad at him, and he wouldn't put his camera down, and he doesn't have to, and he was walking his dog down the street. So the police starts coming after, not like running after him, but walking towards him. So the guy starts to go and put his dog in the car, and he leaves the windows down, and then this guy gets handcuffed, and his dog's barking and pissed off that they're messing with his owner, you know.
That's racist of you to say owner, but yeah.
Yeah. Fucking A. I don't even know where to go from that.
Landon
but
is racist. Okay, keep going.
Anyway, so he's getting handcuffed, and the dog jumps out the window and starts barking at the cops. And this dog is literally barking, and the dog jumps up to his owner on the owner's lap.
Mm-hmm.
While he's barking, and a cop just shoots it right in the body, and then unloads three more shots with like 20 people surrounding him. Like, it's so unsafe. First off, he's shooting a gun point blank range at a street. Like, you could hit a curb, it could bounce anywhere, it could hit anybody. And there's 10 times better ways to do this, that like a taser or pepper spray or your little club. I don't know what they call it. It's not a
billy club.
It's not a billy club anymore.
Oh,
but
it's a baton.
Yeah, the baton,
like
that, like,
the extendable ones.
Yeah,
yeah.
Their baton would have been perfect for it. You know, just whack the dog across the neck; it'd probably go away. If not, you hit it fucking a little bit harder. You don't have to shoot guns in public, first off. But the fact is, that he just kept shooting it after it was on the ground.
He George Zimmerman the dog.
No. He's saying the cop was guilty.
Yeah.
Of doing something. He's saying the cop did
That's
something
what I'm
bad.
He George Zimmerman.
No. He's saying
he
the cop
standing
did something
his ground.
Bad.
But then I got on Facebook pissed off after I just watched this. I was completely disgusted and wrote everything negative that could be said
like,
towards the officer of the law.
You unloaded just about as much as the cop did that dog, but with words.
The problem is I have 3 or 4 friends that are police that are on my Facebook, so that's why I got rid of it.
Yeah.
They I don't care what they do at work, but they're my friends, so I didn't want to offend them. But
and it,
anybody
it,
else
some,
if I didn't
it somehow could have been offensive to policemen.
People love dogs.
It may or may not have talked about some sort of pork product.
Not us. Like, me and Landon don't like dogs, but like, people that like dogs like them more than humans, and you know,
I don't dislike dogs. I just like
if you
get a dog, you need to train it.
Well,
I don't dislike dogs in general.
Let's take a quick break really quick, and we'll watch this though.
Okay.
Let the dogs out!
Was nice, the party was pumping.
Yippee-yi-yo.
And everybody having a ball.
Yippee-yi-yo.
Until the fellas started name calling.
Yippee-yi-yo.
And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor boy shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the young people had a ball, cause you believe on this, get out. Get back, Gruffy, bash Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, yippee-yi-yo.
280 cows calling them canine. Hey,
yippee-yi-yo.
But they tell me, hey man, it's part of the party.
Yippee-yi-yo.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I hear a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
there's nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
A doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
Bash coffee, get back, you play invest in mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove on, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the race coming from my eye? Walking through the prison, Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white socks, short deal and gassy color. Any caliber do, I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, when they see me, they say,
who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Great song, horrible video. Actually, not really a great song, but
horrible song, we thought it horrible tied, video.
Yeah.
And it just, the whole thing just pissed me off.
Yeah.
With that cop, and I don't know.
That was ridiculous. And I don't horrible. Hate dogs, for the record. I want them to be trained if you're going to have them.
You like my dog?
Yeah. Cruiser. Okay. See, I used to dog sit for my neighbors, and that was great.
Yeah, I remember
that. We got along great. It was
a
pit bull.
Should I buy a dog?
No, though.
No, though?
No.
No. Never.
Never.
Speaking of that, let's play that game.
Let's play a little game called Always or Never.
Always or Never.
Okay, today I will be the moderator. You two are the contestants, Dan and Lex. Are you ready?
All right, yep.
Let's go.
Is that the first question? Always.
Let's go.
Nope, that is not always or never. You have been eliminated from the contest. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so second question. Dogs, always or never?
Never.
Dan?
Always.
Jason Statham movies.
Never.
Dan.
Always.
The new movie with Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Always.
Never.
Doing okay. The opposite of me.
Australia. Just the country as a whole.
Never.
Always.
See, he shook his head.
The theory that Natalie Portman and Keira Knightley are the same person.
Always.
Always.
Okay. Okay, what about this?
They are the same fucking people. Are you kidding me? That is creepy. I thought it was. I just figured this out
she's making like 7 months ago. Under two different names.
I know. It's perfect.
She'd be like, oh, I could be the smart one. And the other one would be like, I'll be the one from the U.S. we're not sure is retarded, but is kind of cute in like a
She's
nice
so
way.
She's so smart. Are you kidding?
Which one? I guess it doesn't matter.
Natalie Portman. She graduated from Harvard Law.
No, Keira Knightley graduated from Harvard Law.
Negative.
No, but I mean, as the same person, it would have been that persona.
No.
I know what you mean. Okay, anyway.
What's next?
Okay. So, Christina Aguilera. Hot in 1999 for like 3 weeks, always or never?
Never.
Always.
Britney Spears, similarly, hot in like 2001 for like a year and a half?
Always Neva. Hot. Britney Spears is always hot.
No, even
we'd love with Britney.
Oh,
not when she shaved her hair.
Yeah.
Always cute.
That was the only time.
Although
when
Natalie Portman / Keira Knightley shaved her hair in V for Vendetta, she didn't look that bad.
She didn't look horrible.
Did you see that, baby? V for Vendetta?
I showed you that, B.
Nah, babe.
Every time I hear that V for Vendetta, I think of...
Remember the 5th of November.
I think of Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis when he's talking with her.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like... So, I know you shaved your head for V for Vendetta, but did you shave your V for vagina? And she just sits there and looks at him like, what the fuck? And she's like, pass. It's fucking hilarious.
That show is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's funny. Sorry.
It's great.
Are we going to continue this?
Yeah, let's do.
Okay.
Okay, the next Always or Navi question. What about the new Superman? Dan,
I don't really like anything with superheroes, except for Iron Man.
What?
Batman Get out of sucks. America. Christopher Nolan sucks. Let's just throw this out there.
No, I'm
Welcome
gonna have
to
say Navi on that one.
Hey, freedom isn't free, Dan.
It costs
okay.
$1.05.
Get out of America.
It costs $3.69 a gallon.
Can't believe. Look at Osama bin Laden sitting over there, hating America.
Isn't he dead?
Wasn't he dead for a long time? That's another one. Osama bin Laden. Did he die just recently? Always or never?
Always.
Never.
You think he died a long time ago?
Who cares? Like, who cares?
Well, I bet President Obama does, because that was one of the main reasons he was reelected.
No, it wasn't.
That and suppressing the fact that the
wow
ambassadors died in Benghazi. But
he won, so in your face.
Mark Zuckerberg, always or Navi?
Navi.
Mark Zuckerberg donating $1 million to anyone if you text him by 5 o'clock tomorrow, always or Navi?
Is he really doing that?
Well, would you say always if he was?
No.
Okay.
I don't have his number.
Chinese.
Navi.
Racism.
Maybe I meant the language.
To him in San Francisco, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You're
not
fucking getting in here, bitches.
They're not allowing him in or what?
You didn't hear about it.
Uh-uh.
Oh, there was a big plane crash with a bunch of Chinese people on it.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't hear about it?
I did. I didn't know they were Chinese.
Oh, they're Chinese. They're all Chinese.
Hmm.
Yep. We don't want them in here, so we just crashed the plane.
Ouch.
Thank.
I did hear and saw that Glenn Beck was at USANA Amphitheater, sold out 2 nights in a row. That's 34,000 people.
Okay, Baby Bash sold out USANA Amphitheater. Baby Bash.
Yikes.
Okay.
Who's that?
Right? Who is that?
That's a good point.
Yikes.
Hmm.
Maybe they got good marketing.
But he does music. Never know. Dale Shaughnessy, always or never?
Always.
Let's just jump back into that real quick.
Always.
Are you kidding me? That guy's the coolest motherfucker on the planet, I think.
I want to hang out. I feel like, I bet he paintballs while he's on that thing with the fan. What is that aircraft called?
Yeah.
What is that called?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The powered parachute.
Do you think he paintballs with that?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't he have a paintball place? Or what am I thinking?
He should, yeah. He probably has a paintball gun.
Does he own Get Some Guns and Ammo? Is that
no,
his?
He doesn't. That's owned by somebody else, actually.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. Yeah. I bet Superdale's cool, though.
He's cool. I've paintballed out of a helicopter before.
Yes. What did you hit?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, okay.
I don't want some news story about me.
Okay. Oops.
Yeah, you can go have fun, but you don't need to go tell everybody about it.
Yeah.
Not
but
I mean.
Can we just rehash really quick, if he even touched that bird while he was on the power thing.
How he kicked the bird? He kicked the bird.
No.
Land. He Navi. Kicked the bird.
But I'm gonna say never.
I feel like birds suffer more from other things than that kick. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like their parents deforestation
kick
them out of the nest. Like they throw the mom throws them out of the nest when they think they're ready to fly.
Yeah. See? So what's their deal?
Yeah.
Birds always or never.
Always birds.
I'm not a
okay.
big fan of
what
birds.
What about this? The Lorax.
Always.
Never seen it.
I'm talking about the actual Lorax and not the movie.
I've never read it.
Okay. No, I meant the creature.
How would I fucking know if I've never read it or seen it?
Wow.
Okay. So God. You don't think that everybody needs Sneeds?
No, okay. They don't need Sneeds. But they Sneeds needs.
The Sneeds knees are the bee's knees is what I heard. So yeah. Please.
What are you doing?
Are we just going to have silence on our podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fuck it. Should we give him a moment of silence?
For Dr. Seuss.
I feel like you guys should
pour
have
one
a,
out for
a
Dr.
movie
Seuss
section.
Right now.
We do have a movie section. Well, it's black movies only.
Oh, oh yeah. Fandango.
Yeah.
Well.
You want to do that?
They
I
won't.
Guess if it's been requested by our guests.
Yeah.
I feel like we've seen a lot of movies this summer, and I think we should review the summer movies and what's coming out. And Landon and I went and watched a whole bunch of previews on Fandango today, and there's some cool stuff coming out.
There's some good stuff coming soon.
There we go. So
yeah, let's do a little movie section here.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
He's black. That one doesn't have any blacks.
Well, what about World War Z? Did you see that?
World
Dan?
War Z. We'll get to that. Sounds good. Yes.
I still want to see This Is the End also.
All right. So let's
I
talk about
that. I already
saw that.
You did?
Yes, I did.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Morgan?
Yeah.
All right.
He's here. Hold on. Let me go grab him.
All right.
Well, this is Morgan Freeman here for Fandango. I want to tell y'all about a movie. It's probably not a good one. I don't know if Tyler Perry made it, but it's called Kevin Hart, Let Me Explain. He captures the laughter and the blackness. Another movie. It's called World War I got skipped like a record sometimes. World War Z.
Are there black people in it?
I don't think so. I think y'all talking about zombies, and that's racist.
Huh.
I don't see any black zombie movies.
You never seen a black zombie?
I don't think so. There's going to be one called World War B, and that'll be about the black zombies. Grown Ups 2, featuring Chris Rock.
Chris Rock. Broke.
Well, I don't have my reading glasses on, but you should see it. It's probably going to be another pile of stinking garbage, but it is a priority to see movies.
Is it?
Oh, yes. It's how I make my living. It's what I do.
He is.
So I encourage people
you are
to do the same.
In a lot of movies recently. Have you noticed
you're welcome.
That?
Mm-hmm.
You got to really just be raking in the cash.
Well, now, yes.
Dolphin Tail.
Is there blacks in that?
Are there black dolphins?
Morgan
did you see
Freeman
that?
Was in Dolphin Tail.
Oh. I know.
Whale.
Just because I'm humble.
I don't
doesn't
see any more movies
forgetful.
With black people. Maybe they stopped making them.
Wow.
No, I believe Tyler Perry has another shitty movie coming out soon. Oh, here's another one. Independent movie, it looks like. Fruitvale Station. And that has Michael Jordan. But that's Michael
Ooh.
B. Jordan.
Yeah, not the Michael Jordan.
Not the black. Well, it is still the black Michael Jordan. I bet
maybe
that gets
son.
Awkward for him. Yes, this is Michael Jordan. But he arrives in the Honda Civic. Anyway, that's all for me. I'll catch you later.
Dan, so for some reason, which we don't have to get into, and that's fine. But you're a traveling man. You're in Arizona a lot.
Recently,
right?
Yeah.
And I don't understand. It's so hot there.
Okay.
It was 114.
17, but
he's gonna say it's counting. A dry heat, right?
I'm gonna say. Here's my argument. Okay.
Talk to your boy.
It is a dry heat, but I'm just kidding.
Say that.
Just listen. It's like 117 is like 108 here, and we've had 108.
They're both hot as fuck. Why would you go outside?
They're both hot as fuck. You both can't go outside. People argue, oh, it's Arizona. You can't go outside in the heat. But listen to this. You can't go outside when it's fucking storming and snowing and you're having a blizzard here in the winter. But every other time of the year in Arizona, you can stay outside all day, all night. You can't go outside at night in the winter. You can't go outside at night in the summer here.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
It's hot as fuck here and it's cold as fuck there. You get like 4 months here and you get like 7 or 8 months there. There's only like 3 months here. I'm not good at math. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
What? There's only 14 months in a year.
Yeah, you get four bad months in Phoenix, I think, and then you're good. And then the rest of the time it doesn't go over 85 or 90, but it's 85 or 90 always.
Even in like the dead of winter.
Yeah. Well, like it gets like 60.
Okay, so
wrong, sir. Wrong.
Let's talk. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
let's
just
hear
gonna
it previous Arizona.
Let's hear it.
Right there, 2 years in Arizona. So you
where she served her mission.
I served my mission, but you haven't been there for monsoon season yet.
I have. It was storming.
Horrible.
It was, but no. People make the best of it. They hop on tubes and tube down the fucking road.
Is it just storm heat there? Does it rain heat instead of just rain?
No, it rains fucking rains, and then it goes down the goddamn road and then floods everything. But people just get in tubes and then they ride it out.
So, Beside for the weather being horrifically bad, it's ugly, the trees are dying, it's violent.
Where were you at?
I lived in North Phoenix, 2121 East Union Hills Boulevard.
Whoa, I didn't know we were going to get controversial giving out addresses.
North Phoenix, but you know, it's like in the summer you can't do anything. Like here you can go camping. And
but what can you do in the winter here?
Go skiing and snowboarding.
And that's it?
And
do you have $700 a fucking day to go skiing?
I'm a multi-dollar heir.
Uh-huh. See, I haven't been skiing. I haven't been skiing since I graduated high school, really, because you used to be able to get the K-12, like, season pass.
Pass.
It's $100 for a season pass. Fuck yeah, I'll be all over that all day. That's the price of a half-day pass now.
$100 for a season
a half
pass?
Day.
It's like, no, I was exaggerating, but it's like at Deer Valley, it's $120 a day to go skiing.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
A day?
Yeah.
How much is a season pass?
Like $1,200 probably.
So ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
To me.
They should make a locals price. Like more people locally would go up skiing if it cost me $15 to go skiing.
Is there no price difference between locals and what others?
I'm sure there is, but it's still not anything that's. It's still not worth anything to. to be happy about. It's skiing's no fun here.
I went snowboarding with my hippie sister. Speaking of, marriage, she was recently wed, and we spoke about that last time.
Lots of fucking clacking around here, isn't there?
But what was I saying? You guys monkeying around out here made me forget.
Hippie sister skiing.
Oh, yeah.
I got you.
Went snowboarding with her up at Snowbird, and I gave her a scar on her knee.
A cigar?
A scar.
Oh.
She was like, here, smoke this scar. I was like, okay, thanks. For the scar. You have a lighter? Or wait, I guess that doesn't work. Do you have a lighter? Can you that to me
remember,
right now?
Do you remember when you were doing that to me on the phone about a week ago, but it really was breaking up, but then you're breaking up, your fake breaking up was breaking up. It was really fucking with me.
Hey, me okay? Now I'm just getting in right now. We're down. Later, okay?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that is fun to do.
Now, Phoenix. Okay, so really, Phoenix isn't. It's not really that bad. You go outside. I've been working inside, so it's not a big deal. I'm not out running around all day outside.
How do roofers in Arizona?
That, see, Phoenix would suck if you were a fucking roofer. But I'm sure. I bet they get paid more. I bet they get paid more there than they would here.
Yeah.
They wouldn't find anybody that would want to go do something like that. It's miserable here in like 60 degree weather.
60 degree? Why?
You tripping, hoe.
Have you ever roofed a house?
Thank you.
Have you ever roofed?
Yeah.
No, have you have seen not.
I didn't think I got these arms, bro.
You've never roofed. Roofing sucks as it is in fucking normal weather.
No, you got to tile the ladle and.
Yeah.
Patch I feel like the you could move somewhere cooler. And you like know what I mean?
Cooler than?
Yeah, like better than.
Like what's better than Phoenix?
South Carolina, Cannon Beach,
that.
Oregon, Seattle,
fuck
Washington.
Fuck that place. So you like back
Douglas,
east.
Georgia.
It's
because
there's chicken
Georgia.
There.
Oh, no, he didn't.
No, because they
didn't.
Got the chicken.
You like chicken?
I was thinking of you the other day. I went to IHOP and ordered the chicken and waffles special.
What's that place, the Belgian Waffle? Have you guys been there?
That place is wonderful.
I've been there one time.
24/7.
And yeah, really? I went there. It was like 3 in the morning, and I won something from the claw machine. I feel like Lex is starting to doubt me that I have skills in the claw machines.
I've never seen anybody really win.
He wins. He wins.
Every time?
Almost.
No, not every time. I'll definitely admit not every time. But I usually have, I'd say 4 out of 9 times. Sometimes 3 out of 8 times.
Yeah. Huh. Belgian Waffle's a good place. It's 10 times better than IHOP or D's. I hate freaky D's. Ugh.
I think I've been to D's maybe twice. Ever.
Skull fucking.
baby, what else is good?
With what? I thought we were gonna talk about the engagement. We talked about it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Skull fucking.
Let's talk about it.
Dan, pull up our wedding cake. Pull up our wedding cake for Dan. So basically Landon is a comedian, so I'm gonna make this a funny wedding. We have a funny wedding cake. Landon, pull up our wedding cake.
I don't know where it is.
Okay, anyway, we have a funny wedding cake.
Oh, there.
We're going to have funny invitations, funny engagement announcements, and we're just going to go out of our way to make it really funny and really fun. The first thing we're going to do is take some pictures making fun of other people's engagement announcements. So there it is. You see it, Dan?
Yeah.
That's our wedding cake. Don't give it away.
Yeah, don't say.
If you can see what they're doing on there. Not that one.
Oops.
Anyway, we want it to be really light. We want it to be funny. Kind of mocking other people's weddings in because Utah.
As well as their religions
really
and ethnicities, if
you're
possible.
You're going to really do that in Europe still, though?
Yes, we are. Are you coming?
What she said.
Okay.
Wait, it's no. I thought the cake was gonna be here.
The cake's here.
Tell them about the aquarium.
Okay, so my boss is the chairman of the board of Living Planet Aquarium. So
okay,
we're gonna hold the reception in the United States at the new Living Planet Aquarium. It's being built right now.
Where's that at?
It's in Draper. It hasn't even been built. It should be done in December of this year, and we are going to hold a reception there for the Americans that are going to come.
Wow.
Is that cake not sick?
That cake is sick.
Right?
That's our cake. Yeah. Anyway.
How cool would that be, though, getting married right in front of the sharks or something?
Or underwater.
Right?
With
or
the sharks.
Underwater.
That's like our fallback if the castle falls through.
Landon could ride in on a dolphin.
No, I'd ride in on the shark.
Okay, fuck it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get eaten, bud.
I swam with sharks once.
Yeah.
They didn't have teeth.
They didn't?
No teeth.
They
sharks.
Took them out?
No, they're just teethless sharks.
What do you mean?
I don't. Dude, I didn't know. I didn't trust it, but I got in and they didn't kill me.
Where?
In Dominican Republic.
Really?
Yeah. That's pretty sick.
That's crazy. What was your favorite part about that?
The sharks?
Yeah. Were the jets there too?
Don't ask me questions like that.
Okay. That was a little West Side. Oh, that was a little
Dan.
West Side Story.
Oh,
joke.
Dan.
Hey,
no.
We should sing.
Okay.
Sing what? You all guys should do the loud newsman. That makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Worse than
more. See,
anything.
Right. See, but I told Dan we should have put that on the best of. But he did have a very valid
hilarious.
Point.
What was my valid point?
You said that we do it a lot, and you wanted to get something that we don't do a lot.
Yeah. Let me find something real good. I guess this is always fun to read.
Okay,
like
yeah.
And we'll get that shit pulled up. That was definitely, honest to God, don't know what that was, but maybe this is it. I don't know what the fuck.
Hey, while you're pulling that up, can I just talk some smack about the perfect dress wedding?
And wingers.
Yeah. Hey, I went to the perfect dress. They were horrible. They had a horrible dress selection and they were very rude. A bride beautiful has beautiful dresses. So I just want to say the perfect dress. I hope Al Qaeda bombs your shop.
And
thank
quick,
you.
Who was
quick
the
always or never perfect dress?
Never.
And what was the other one?
Wingers.
Wingers. We went there tonight.
What?
Yeah,
we dresses
went
there.
No, just for food.
To eat dinner.
Yeah, just to get some food and see what kind of wedding dresses they had.
Yeah.
And
I hate that. I hate wingers.
It's horrible.
Popcorn at your dinner? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Fucking weird.
Nap-tastic. I got there. I waited probably 6 minutes. Lex was out in the car. She came in. I just sat myself down. I didn't see a hostess or a server or a service or whatever.
Yeah. Cervezas.
Yeah, or a cervezas. I didn't see any of those. And then, so when Lex came in, we sat down for another 10 minutes, didn't see anyone. And so we just left. And on the way out, Lex had some words with the, so I waited like by the kitchen door until somebody like came by or something as we were walking out.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry, we couldn't wait any longer. Then as I got the car started, what did you end up saying to him, baby? I got into the car.
This is not a big deal, baby. The perfect
dress
is a big deal. Wingers, screw wingers. You're going out of business anyway. You're weak. You're whack. But the perfect dress, like, seriously.
Should we send them a bill for this ad?
I think so.
Yeah.
They're horrible people. They're not going to go to heaven. So I hope no one ever buys a wedding dress from them. They're on 45th South. Murray Holiday Road, may they burn in the eternal depths of hell.
Wow.
All right. Well, on to the news.
Okay.
Pueblo, Colorado. A 16-year-old boy wearing a Batman shirt and mask broke into a building at the Colorado State Fair, then turned himself into police after seeing his likeness on the news. The Pueblo chieftain reported that the boy is one of three accused of breaking into the fucking fair's VIP building early Thursday. The trio took televisions, a laptop, and an empty cash register. They managed to lock themselves in the building and had to break out.
The boy wasn't named because of the age. Police were still seeking the other two suspects.
Thank you for that. Thank you so much. I love you so much. I love you.
That's wonderful.
I love this man.
I
love him.
Who doesn't?
He's awesome.
What's your other favorite part that we do on this here show then?
Dan,
yeah,
I have come
like about the show?
To love you. I have come to love you because at first when you listen to the show, you don't really get it. I didn't really get what your sense of humor was, but then I get it. It's very subtle and it's different than anything I've heard. It's like subtle sarcasm in your face, cussing and perversion. It's a mixture of that. And I love that. And I think you guys try to keep it positive on the show. And I don't know. You guys are both funny. Landon does. I tell him sometimes. I'm like, you need to let Dan talk, you know, because sometimes Landon.
Sometimes I don't like to talk, though.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes he's like, you go off with this one or you start this one, and I just assume not to.
And prank calls. You guys prank call.
Prank calls are hilarious. We've done that since we were children, though.
Yeah, we have.
Since age 14.
I couldn't tell you how many prank calls over the years that.
We tried that. We tried to reminisce and figure. We remembered one number, and we were going to call it live on the show.
Oh, yeah.
We called her probably like, I don't know. It was a Thursday. We were here midday. It's this old grandma. We called her and told her that our cat was, that her bird got loose and our cat was eating it in our backyard. And it's this old lady. She's like, hello?
The way we found her number, it was the first, was it 3 digits of my home phone? And the last 4 of his. And so we called it a couple times. And
I also like when you guys sing.
Well, we're getting to that right now.
You're going to sing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You are going to sing.
Nevin.
We are going to sing.
We always do that.
Dan, is Lex going to sing always or Nevin?
Always. All ding, right. Ding, 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 ding.
What song?
I think we should do maybe some NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, let me pull something up, but I think Backstreet Boys might be for the best. So, we'll just go at it right here.
Yeah. You're starting us out, okay. Dan.
You are my fire, the one desire. When I say I want it that way,
but we are 2 worlds apart, can't reach to your heart when you say that I.
Can you hear me?
Tell me why. I never want to hear you say I want it that way. Am I your fire? Your one desire.
I know
it's too late, but I.
I
want it back.
guys were good.
That was awesome.
You guys are fun.
That was awesome. All right. That was a great podcast.
Are we done?
Thank you, baby, for coming today.
Oh, snap. You know what? Thanks for having me. I hope you'll come to the wedding, Dan. I really mean it since you're rich.
I really will.
You can afford it.
Mungo Jerry, these are my dudes right here.
Yeah, I really will try to make it out there. So, but anyway, thanks really, Lex, for coming on tonight. And don't listen to what Landon has to say.
He only has good things to say about you.
Yeah, what do you mean?
No, he's got bad things.
I know.
Nothing but negative.
Now I'm worried.
He's nothing but negative.
Okay.
All right, guys, don't pay any mind to these clowns.
Ducel Wedding 2014.
Right. Do pay attention to our fine sponsors, idiputahthenorthface.com.
In your face, Patagonia!
Absolutely. check us out on Facebook, Twitter, The Landan Show on Facebook, Landan Show on Twitter. Dan, our email address. Oh, we forgot to read some of your emails, but we appreciate you sending those in, as well as the donations on landanshow.com.
Yep.
Tell us the email,
landanshow@gmail.com.
Okay.
And you could even call us and leave a voicemail at 801-747-9876. We will catch you next week.
Yes, we will. Thank you, guys.
All right.